106.7 Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this Kennet Radio podcast.
We're going to now talk about walking football, and I'm joined by Jim McLeod from Hungerford Town Walking Football Club. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
You're very, very welcome. How did you get involved with walking football then?
So, interestingly, so I was never a gifted footballer. I played parks football for up to my 30s. And then now, 2019, I found myself living over in Wiltshire, and I saw Highworth Town were advertising a Sunday morning walking football session, and I literally walked up as you would at an old parks game, football boots in hand, and just asked, could I have a game? And that's how I started. So I played with them for about 6 months, moved over to Oxfordshire and joined Oxford United, and that's where I've played most of my walking football. So about a year ago, Hungerford Town started up a walking football club, went along, and it's an absolutely fabulous club.
So talk us through it. How does it work?
So the actual description of walking is where it kind of falls down a little bit, because it's people's interpretation of what is walking and what isn't walking. But the concept behind it is that one foot should be on the ground at all times. So what you're doing is reducing the speed. It's aimed at the over 50s, but there's teams 50s, 60s, 65s, 70s, 75s. There's even over 80s football in different parts of the country. But the concept is that it's like a six-a-side match, and it's a non-contact sport. So the idea is that, you know, you're not going to get injured at it.
So there's no tackling?
So you the only way that you can tackle is from the front. You can't tackle from the side, and you can't tackle from behind. So it means that the game flows. Difficulty is that people break stride, and that's when the referee will blow up for a free kick. Mm.
So you can tackle somebody from the front by putting your foot on the ball and kicking the ball.
Yeah, if they're coming at you and they release the ball, then you can challenge for the ball. Mm. But if there's any contact, then that'll be a free kick. Which somebody can be quite arbitrary at times, so it can be quite lively vocally between the referee and the players.
Is there heading?
No heading. So above head, the ball, anything above head height is then a free kick.
Right.
If the ball goes up off a player above head height, then it'd be a free kick
for
the opposing team.
Throw-ins as normal?
Kick-ins. Yeah. So if the ball goes out, you kick it in. Same with a corner kick. If the ball goes behind your corner, it'll be a corner kick. Same size as a kind of six-a-side court.
It is. Yep. Right, okay. Yep. And the teams at Hungerford, what size are those?
So we're really lucky at Hungerford, because it kind of started a concept. A couple of the guys got together. And since then, we play Monday nights, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock at John O'Gaunt, on the brand new 4G pitch, which is beautiful, great surface. And that's a kind of open session for anybody that wants to come and play. Although it's over 50s, because we're a relatively new club, we've got some younger players, but they adhere to the rules with it. But we've gone down, we played in Salisbury last year, and we took two teams down, two teams of eight over 50. So we've actually got a great nucleus of players. Wednesday night we have a women's team as well, and we're building on that as well, because it's very inclusive. That's one of the amazing things about walking football, it's inclusive. And later on this month we're going to start a rehab session. So anybody that's coming back from any sort of injury and they just want to improve their fitness, then we're going to do that as well.
And how long do the matches last?
So we have an hour session on a Monday night. But a normal league match would be between 12 and 15 minutes. So I play in the Thames Valley League, over 50s and over 60s, and we'll play four, five or six games in a session, but they're 12 minute games with a break, and then you'll play another, depending how many teams are in the league.
So you get the chance to recover, as it were, between
absolutely. And you've got two substitutes on most of the games as well, so you can bring a sub on and off. Rolling subs, as they call it.
And you mentioned 4G pitch. What is a 4G pitch?
So 4G pitch, in fact, there is a couple of non-league clubs have got. It's the old-fashioned AstroTurf, but it's the new technology. So it looks like grass. It's a really good playing surface, but it's kind of all weather. From that point of view, you know, even in the depth of winter, we can still play on the pitch.
So what's it made of? Is it AstroTurf?
So it's plastic. So it looks like plastic grass, right. But they use kind of black rubber. Sort of small balls of black rubber is the best way to describe it, which is a continual annoyance to my good lady, because when I take my socks off at home, all this black rubber falls out my socks. I've got to vacuum it up.
So what are the benefits? There must be a lot of benefits to this.
So one of the obvious benefits is the health benefit, because it gives you the opportunity of exercise, and you don't have to be, as I said, I'm not a gifted footballer by any stretch of the imagination, but I found my niche as a goalkeeper in walking football. So I've played for Oxford United. I've won league and cup medals, which I've never won in my life before. I was very fortunate last year to represent the Republic of Ireland in an international tournament. I'm going to Rome in March to represent them again.
Wow.
And that's through my mother's side of the family, Tavares. And if you'd said to me, at 70 years of age, I'm going to play international football, I would have laughed at you. But the great thing about walking football is it's so inclusive for anybody that they can do it. The social interaction is really key as well, because you're back to the camaraderie of being part of a team. And regardless of how good you are, you're part of the club. And no one would ever criticise anybody within the club. It's great for well-being. And it's really important for mental health, especially men's mental health. I'm not being derogatory to the women that take part. But men are not great. Over 50s, over 60s, they can become quite insular, quite reclusive sometimes. And that's the great thing about walking football, is that it's a family again. You're part of a family. So people who may have played sports back in their younger days, or maybe have been involved in organisations that the Army, Fire Service, these things like that, which was part of a kind of like band of brothers and sisters, if you like, it gives them that opportunity of rekindling that feeling of well-being. And we check on each other, you know, we make sure each other's okay. So after the football, we've got a WhatsApp group, and we're always sort of commenting on, hey, well done tonight, done really well, great to see new players coming along as well. So just building that, and also building trust amongst them as well, that they can open out to you sometimes. Maybe they've got a problem in their life. That's one of the great things about it.
Camaraderie.
Absolutely, 100%, yeah.
And being a goalie, how is that different in walking football?
So again, there's a couple of different rules that you have to, we have to, we can roll the ball out, or kick the ball out. We can only hold on to the ball for 6 seconds, depending on which rules you're going by. Cause there's two different bodies, associations, if you like. There's the Walking Football Association, and there's the FA. So there's kind of slightly different rules depending on which league you're playing in. If the ball bounces off, you can go above head height. It goes back to the goalkeeper, or it could be a corner kick. You still shout as much. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still forever telling people what to do. The goals are smaller. But they can still hit the ball hard.
There's less going on at head height.
Correct. Yeah. You don't have to dive so far, you know, but it's okay.
I think you mentioned there's a National Association for Walking Football. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's two bodies, governing bodies. There's the Walking Football Association and there's the FA. So the Walking Football Association's set up really to put some guidelines down for games, tournaments, and leagues. The FA came in a little bit later, and they're trying to, if you like, getting more involved in it. The WFA are restricting because they set it up. So depending on which league you go to will be dependent on which governing body is running that league, and then the rules will be accordingly.
And if someone wants to get involved with the Hungerford Walking Football, how do they do that?
So we've got a Facebook group. So it's simply go in the Facebook group, drop us a line. We'll give you instructions on when we meet, and also on what footwear to wear, because it's quite strict because of the surface and the pitch as to what you can and can't wear. So you can't wear studs. It's got to be a specific type of footwear. And anybody that wants to turn up will be welcomed with open arms.
So the boots you wear are somewhere between proper football boots or and trainers.
Yeah, so yeah, so you get molded sole boots. There's the specific type of footwear that's for that outdoor type of pitch. So you can't wear trainers, but you can't wear studs either. So it's, there's two or three different versions that are acceptable. And on our Facebook page, there's actually a diagram, a graphic of the different types of the yes, these are okay, and no, these are not okay. The first session's free, and it's only £3 a session anyway, but the first session's always free. And as I say, you don't have to have played football. You don't have to be a skillful footballer. Just come along and enjoy being part of the team.
Brilliant. And you've chosen a record by Toby Keith called Don't Let the Old Man In. That's got a relationship with walking football in a way, hasn't it?
It has. The story behind this song is Clint Eastwood was directing a film at the age of 93 called The Mule. And Toby Keith was quite in awe of him. And he said to him, how do you do it? How do you keep on doing it? You're 93. How do you keep on doing it? And he said, when I get up in the morning, I don't let the old man in. And that's kind of crucial to anybody, really, is that if you don't let the old man, or don't let the old woman in, you won't be old. So you have to keep on thinking that I can do things. And, you know, we often say, you know, you have to believe to achieve. And part of that is just don't let the old man in. Get up, get dressed, get out. You know, keep your brain going, keep your body going, and just enjoy every single day. That's the key to it. And enjoy walking football or whatever sport. Sport's really important, regardless of what it is. Just enjoy it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed,
great
Jim,
pleasure.
For coming in. Really great to hear about this. And best of luck to Hungerford Walking Football Team and Club. And also best of luck for representing the Republic of Ireland. Sounds incredible.
Yeah, Rome in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you know the people you're playing with much? Do you
some
meet them?
Some of them. I'm meeting quite a few of the guys from Dublin this time. Mm. So there'll be a few guys that I don't know. So when we arrive on the first day, we'll do a little training session just to get to know each other. So that's the again, this is what's so amazing about it. You make new friends every time you play a football match. You make new friends.
Mm. Brilliant. Thank you, Jim. Nice to
great
see
pleasure.
You.
Thanks for having
Thank
me
you.
On.
Thank you. And that concludes this Kennet Radio podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, you can listen to Kennet Radio 24 hours a day on 106.7 FM in Newbury and Thatcham and surrounding villages, plus online on kennetradio.com and on our app.
From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.